This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A political battle in Chicago's backyard has again become one of the nation's most watched congressional primaries. Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski is in a fierce rematch with progressive challenger Marie Newman in Illinois' 3rd District. Newman lost to Lipinski by just 2 percentage points in 2018. This time, she's hoping a progressive wave will carry her to victory on March 17th. And as WBEZ's Mariah Wolfer reports, the race could be a bellwether for the future of the Democratic Party.
The 3rd District is politically and racially diverse. It's got blue-collar union workers on Chicago's southwest side, wealthy suburbanites in LaGrange, Republicans in parts of Will and DuPage counties. But here's some common ground. Everyone seems to know the Lipinski name.
On 4th of July, he always comes to St. Cletus Church in Lyons.
Since I came to the United States, everyone was Dan Lipinski, Dan Lipinski.
Dan Lipinski has represented the district for 16 years, and he was appointed to the seat with help from his father, who repped it for 22 years before him. They've overseen a district that's been so blue for so long that many voters think of the Democratic primary as the de facto election. But even though everyone knows his name, Lipinski keeps a low profile. What do you know about him?
I know that he's a centrist Democrat.
He never shouted in the headlines.
You don't see him in the news trying to impeach Trump and all that. You didn't hear him in any of that garbage.
He's Republican.
No, I say. Lipinski is actually a Democrat, but he is one of the most conservative in Congress, which works for Democratic voters like Eamon McMahon, who I found at a bar in Mount Greenwood.
He's somewhat polarizing because he's not liberal enough for many Democrats in this day and age of radicalism. Being a centrist is not an easy thing.
His point gets to the big question posed by the 3rd District primary. Is the Democrats' tent big enough in 2020 for conservative Democrats like Lipinski? Lipinski has opposed gay marriage, voted against protections for immigrant children, voted against Obamacare, but he's perhaps most outspoken about his anti-abortion views. Here he is speaking at last year's March for Life rally.
Every life is sacred and needs to be protected. And our highest priority has to be to defend life from the first moment.
Lipinski says his ability to split with the party on issues like abortion is an asset, especially now.
When we are trying to defeat President Trump, it makes no sense for the Democratic Party to be pushing out pro-life voters. We cannot afford to be telling people that they're not wanted in the party.
But his views could cost him his seat. He's been the target of progressives in and outside the 3rd District. And once again, they are lining up behind Marie Newman.
Emily's List, NARAL, Planned Parenthood, name a progressive group. We've been endorsed by it.
Newman says she's learned a lot since her loss in the 2018 primary when a string of high-profile progressives won seats in Congress. But she's now hoping momentum from Chicago's 2019 city election, as well as energy from the presidential race, will drive change-hungry voters to the polls.
I have learned that people want positive change and they want to get rid of the toxicity of the machine. The Lipinski family is the epitome of the machine. And I think that we learned with the Lori Lightfoot race that it's possible.
Just a year ago, Lightfoot beat the Democratic establishment candidate and rode a progressive wave into City Hall herself. Newman sees that dynamic and her tight race in 2018 as a sign she'll finally pull off a win. But unlike in 2018, voters in the 3rd District have other options this time who could split the anti-Lipinski base that she's built. Candidates Rush Darwish and Charles Hughes are both painting themselves as moderates who fit comfortably between what they say are two extremes in the Democratic Party.
That was WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel reporting on the heated Democratic primary in Illinois' 3rd Congressional District.